It is News Talk ZB with Chris Lynch, and joining us looking after your health this morning is Dr. Raymond Pink from the CDHB. How are you? Good to see you.
Good to see you too, Chris.
You're looking well.
Thank you very much.
Does that mean you've had your flu injection? You haven't had influenza yet?
I have had my flu injection, and also I think I've been enjoying really good sleep recently, and so I think that to keep well during the winter, and especially to stave off flu, there are a variety of things we need, but getting vaccinated is really important.
Let's talk about that now, because we are officially in winter. Does the official winter season mean official flu season as well?
We have identified flu viruses circulating in the community, but typically the flu season starts around, we see more cases in July and August. That's the usual peak. And so we're only a couple of, about a month out from that. And we take this from looking back over time and seeing when do we normally see the most cases. So July, August is around that time.
Maybe it's a dumb question, but why do you always see influenza happening in the winter months if it's not always about the fact that you got a cold or you're cold, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's almost a bit of a myth, isn't it?
It is. And you can see what we call a non-seasonal influenza. So in other words, influenza in the summer months as well. But it's more typical to see it in the colder months. And when it's cold, human beings, we like to cluster together, stay warm. And so transmission of those bugs, not just the influenza bug, but lots of other viruses that we typically see during this time appear in our community.
So obviously the message from the Canterbury District Health Board, the public message is now's a good time to really consider getting the flu shot, right?
Indeed.
Now let's have a bit of a myth-busting session. What is the flu injection made up of? How does it work and how does it react to your body, if at all?
All right. So the main components of the flu vaccine are little bits of flu viruses that are identified circulating in the northern hemisphere, and so in preparation for the southern hemisphere season, they take little bits of the three most common ones in the north, they put them into the vaccine, and that's what we get. So we're getting three little bits of three of the most commonly seen strains of flu from the previous season in the northern hemisphere.
Okay. It's a dead virus you're getting, isn't it?
So it is a dead virus.
So it can't actually make you sick. Some suggest, oh, it makes me sick.
No.
Is that true or false?
It's false. Okay. You can't get it because it's not a live vaccine. You're only getting little bits of it. So there is something in there called an adjuvant, there's no preservatives in the flu vaccine. You get something in there which helps to stimulate the response of the body. For some people, they don't respond. Their bodies don't respond to that vaccine. Mm. However, a good number of people who do get the vaccine do have that response, and this is important to stop its transmission through the community.
Okay. Mm. The flu vaccine is actually free for some vulnerable groups, I understand. Is that right?
Correct. One in four New Zealanders were going to get the flu this season, and particularly pregnant women and babies are an at-risk population. And so pregnant women any time during their pregnancy are able to have the flu vaccine for free. Elderly people are more likely to have medical complications from getting the flu, and so they also, 65 years and older, have the flu vaccine for free. And then those under the age of 65 who have medical conditions, heart conditions, chest conditions, they also are able to access the flu vaccine for free, but they need to just establish that with their GP, that they have those conditions before they can get it for free.